Mr. Howe's review packet, questions number 51 through 75. Question 51. The diagram below represents a specimen in the low power field of view of a compound lake microscope. If the side is not moved, which view best represents the way the specimen will look when the high power objective lens is switched into place? 1, 2, 3, or 4. Question 52. The increased use of wind turbines and solar collectors to generate electrical power will negatively affect ecosystems by increasing biodiversity, negatively alter the chemical composition of soil and water, reduce the amount of pollution that comes from the burning of fossil fuels, or increase oil consumption for businesses and business and industry. Question 53. The list below includes the three organ systems that directly used when a human runs: circulatory system, muscular system, and skeletal system. Which system should also be included in the list? Immune system, reproductive system, digestive system, or nervous system? Question 54. The diagram below represents an incomplete sequence of levels of organization: organelles, tissue, organs, organ system, organism. The sequence can be completed by inserting cells between organelles and tissues, proteins between tissues and organs, populations between organs and organ systems, or molecules between organ systems and organisms. Question 55. The dichotomous key below provides a way to classify some animals into groups according to their physical characteristics. So, dichotomous key. Wings go to number 2. No wings, group A. Group 2. Feathers go to group B. Or no feathers go to group 3. Group 3. 2 legs go to group C. 6 legs go to group D. Which key can be used to classify each of the four animals below? Wasp, ant, tiger, and bird. Which row in the chart shows the correct classification for each animal? Row 1 is wasp group D, ant group D, tiger group A, bird group B. Row 2, you have wasp group B, ant group A, tiger group D, and bird group C. Row 3, you have wasp group B, ant group D, tiger group A, and bird group C. Or row 4, wasp group D, ant group A, tiger group A, and bird group B. Number 76. The organisms in a pond and the physical factors influencing them best describe a population, an ecosystem, a biosphere, or a food chain. Question 57. Base your answer to the question on the information below and your knowledge of biology. A student observes a red onion cell with a compound light microscope using low then high power. They are represented below. So you have the low power and high power. Refer to the figure 10 and answer the question. Which diagram represents where the cell should be located in the low power field of view to ensure the entire cell will be visible after switching to the high power? 1, 2, and then it says number 1 and 2 again, so or 3 and 4. Question 58. The diagram below represents specialized cells in the surface of a leaf of a green plant. So you have the stomate, which is the opening, and then you have specialized cells. The main function of these cells is to change the size of the stomate to regulate water loss, close the stomate to keep dust and dirt out of the leaf, directly provide leaf cells with the water involved in photosynthesis, or allow newly formed glucose to be released from the leaf. Question 59. Spider plants can reproduce both sexually and asexually. The diagram below represents a spider plant reproducing asexually by a method known as vegetative propagation. So you have the parent plant, and then you have its offspring down below, which statement best describes the relationship between the parent plant and the offspring in the diagram. The cells of the offspring contain half the amount of DNA as the cells of the parent plant. The parent plant provides genetic material to the offspring through its gametes. The cells of the offspring have the same genetic content as the cells of the parent plant, or the cells of the parent plant have more genetic diversity compared to the cells of the offspring. Question number 60. Base your answer to the question on the diagram and compound light microscope below and on your knowledge of biology. Refer to figure 11 and answer the following question. What is the total magnification of the microscope using the high power objective lens? Times 43, times 53, times 100, or times 430? Question 61. The letter in the diagram below indicates some parts of the cell. You have A, B, C, and D. The function of which cell part is most similar to that of the human excretory system? A, B, C, or D? Question 62. The Cover slip should be slowly lowered from a 45-degree angle onto a slide. In order to prevent the slide from being scratched, stop the loss of water from under the cover slip, ensure that the specimen can be being viewed will stay alive, or reduce the formation of air bubbles. Question 63. An activity that occurs in the human body is shown below. So you have antibodies and antigens. This activity helps to provide protection against pathogens, produce antibiotics to control disease, eliminate harmful gene alterations, or regulate production of ATP by the cell. Question 64. The diagram below represents many species of plants and animals and their surroundings. The diagram below represents a population, community, ecosystem, or biosphere. Question 65. Base your answer to this question on the information below and on your knowledge of biology. A reporter conducted a number of on-the-street interviews with people selected at random. The reporter found that many people gave responses similar to those of a person quoted below. So the question, would you be concerned if winters in this area became more severe and the cost of plowing and sanding snowy roads increased? Response, of course I would be concerned. I can't afford higher taxes. Would you be willing to pay more for a car that has better fuel economy if it would benefit the environment? No, cars that would use less gasoline would have to be much smaller. I like my big car, and besides that, it's safer. If droughts became more common, would you be upset if you had to pay more for your food at the grocery store or at a restaurant? Definitely. My weekly food bill is too high already. Would it bother you if the sea level increased a foot or two, causing many lowland areas to flood? Not really. People can always move to higher ground, but I wouldn't want to see my taxes go up because we would have to spend more on aid to help them move. Are you concerned about global warming? Not really. It doesn't affect me. What statement is best supported by these interviews? Many people are very aware of the possible effects of global warming. Many people care more about their personal comforts than about the possible effects of global warming. Number three, many people are willing to sacrifice to reduce the possible effects of global warming. Or four, many people are now taking action to reduce the possible effects of global warming. Question 66, what is the main function of a vacuole in a cell? Storage, coordination, synthesis of molecules, or release of energy. Question 67. A student observed some cells with a compound light microscope as shown in view A below. So you have view A and view B. What did the student most likely do to obtain view B? Apply a biological stain to the slide. Apply distilled water to the slide. Use electrophoresis or use a higher magnification. Question 68. Abiotic factors that affect the growth of grass in a lawn include bacteria in soil, earthworms and nutrients, moisture and minerals, or fertilizer and decomposers. Question 69. What organ system in humans is most directly involved in the transportation of oxygen? Digestive, nervous, excretory, or circulatory? Question 70. Which laboratory procedure is represented in the diagram below? So you have a paper towel. Placing a cover slip over a specimen, removing a cover slip from a slide, adding stain to a slide without removing the cover slip, or reducing the size of air bubbles under a cover slip. Question 71. The diagram below represents three body systems, A, B, and C. Which row in the chart correctly shows the systems A, B, and C provide for the human system? So row 1 or option 1, system A is for blood cells, system B is glucose, and system C is hormones. Row 2, you have system A is for oxygen, system B is for absorption, and system C is for gametes. Row 3, you have system A is gas exchange, system B is nutrients, and system C is waste removal. Or row 4, system A is for immunity, system B is for coordination, and system C is for carbon dioxide. Question 72, the classification system is shown in the table below. Classification, kingdom, animal, examples are all those shapes. Phylum, which is Chordata, you have all those different shapes. Genus, Felis, you have the two shapes, and species, Domestica, you have one shape. This classification scheme indicates that the rectangular shape is most closely related to the star, the triangle, the four-sided slanted figure, or the squiggly. Question 73. The diagram below represents the events associated with the biochemical process that occurs in some organisms. So you have the sun, carbon dioxide, and oxygen, and water. What statement concerning this process is correct? The process represented is respiration, and the primary source of energy for the process is the sun. The process represented is photosynthesis, and the primary source of energy for the process is the sun. This process converts energy into organic compounds into solar energy, which is released into the atmosphere, or this process uses solar energy to convert oxygen into carbon dioxide. Question 74. The dichotomous keys shown below can be used to identify birds W, X, Y, and Z. So you have bird W, bird X, bird Y, and bird Z. Dichotomous key to representative birds. 1A, the beak is relatively long and slender. Cirrhidea. B, the beak is relatively stout and heavy. Go to 2. 2A, the bottom surface of the lower beak is flat and straight. Geospizia. Or 2B, the bottom surface of the lower beak is curved. Go to 3. 3A, the lower edge of the upper beak has a distinct bend. Ciamara hyensis, or 3B, the lower edge of the upper beak is mostly flat. Plitzipiza. Bird X is most likely 1, 2, 3, or 4. And question 75. While viewing a slide of rapidly moving sperm cells, a student concludes that these cells provide a large amount of energy to maintain their activity. Require a large amount of energy to maintain their activity. The organelles that most directly provide this energy are known as vasculose, ribosomes, chloroplasts, or mitochondria.